Previously on B&B and D&D.
Ken Adams, an old friend of yours, a dwarf named Gundren Rockseeker, hired you to escort a wagonload of mining supplies to the town of Phandalin. He has big and secretive plans relating to the area, so he hired a guide slash guard for you, a ranger named Alwyn Leondon. Also, the bard in the room, Violetta Chogbort's, overheard all of this and insisted that she come along, and you let her for some reason. Gundren and his escort Sildar Hallwinter got ambushed by goblins of the Kragma tribe on their way to the town of Phandalin. You did manage to find and rescue Sildar, though, and made your way to the town of Phandalin, where a gang of ruffians called the Red Brands are harassing and robbing the townspeople. You've learned that the leader of the gang is a wizard named Glassstaff, and that they used Trisindar Manor as their headquarters. When you tried to join them, you were told you would first have to kill the mayor of town. Hello and welcome to B&B and D&D. That's Ben and Brian and Dungeons and Dragons. I'm Ben. I will be the DM, which means that I have to know and decide absolutely everything that happens in the game world. Everything except what the players do. And today, our players are Brian.
Hello, I am Ken Adams. I am a human monk. I am also the world's most famous bartender, so I'm kind of a big deal, guys. You might have heard of it.
We also have Q.
Hi, I'm Alwyn Leondon. I am a high elf ranger, and I am a noble. Being mostly around other elves in my life and being an only child, I don't really understand how other races interact with each other, but I'm trying to learn.
And we have Caitlin.
Hey, I'm a bard, halfling, entertainer, and my name's Violetta Chalkwarts, and I really like my bagpipes.
Let's begin.
I like the idea of talking to the mayor.
I also like talking to the mayor. Should we go talk to the mayor?
I'd like to meet the mayor.
Okay.
Maybe so we'll get a key to the city.
That'd be great. We walk out of earshot from this gang member, and we start talking about what we're going to do to the mayor. Okay, so clearly, if we try to join, they're going to want us to kill the mayor. So the mayor, I don't think the mayor is into the Red Brand gang. It's a problem for them. So we should convince the mayor to fake their own death so we can join this game.
Yes!
I was thinking that we could do like a fake murder, and then he just goes in hiding for a while, and we like, he bleeds a little bit on some clothes and we can bring it to the people and prove.
I think this is a fail-proof plan.
For once, we can do it, right?
It sounds good on paper, but let's go talk to the mayor and see what kind of curveball they have for us. I don't know. Hopefully we can persuade him. Is it a gentleman?
Yes.
Okay. Hopefully we can persuade him to go along with our plan.
You approach the town master's hall. It has sturdy stone walls, a pitched wooden roof, a bell tower at the back. Posted on a board next to the front door is a notice written in common. It reads, "Reward! Orcs near Wyvern Tor. Those of a mind to face the orc menace should inquire within." And the notice has the town seal and some indecipherable signature.
Oh.
I want to decipher it.
It's just like a scribble.
Oh, like a doctor's signature?
Yeah, it's a signature. You can't, not really anything to decipher.
I file this information away for a later time.
Yep. Put it in the side quest tab. You walk in, it's a pretty, pretty small building. There's sort of like a courthouse vibe to it. And they have jail cells also in the basement. And there's also a fat man. Fat old man named Harbin Wester, who you heard about earlier. Also, Sildar is hanging out at the table nearby.
Hey,
Sildar!
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here?
I told you I was going to be here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, what are you doing here?
I'm trying to start setting up Lord's Alliance to get this place a government.
Well, we're trying.
Did you find Yarno yet?
Should we trust Sildar?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Did you take care of those Red Brands yet?
We're working
on it.
Okay.
We need to speak to the mayor.
Oh, he's right over there.
Okay, so we go up to the mayor and are like, Harbin Wester.
Hello.
Have you been, you old so-and-so? It's been so long. Good to see you.
Who are you?
We're, well...
I don't know you.
We are a band of traveling adventurers, and we have come to rid this town of your red brand problem.
Oh, well, they're not that much... They're just a mercenary guild. It's not all that much trouble, really.
I mean, yep. It seems like they've been killing people.
Not that I've noticed.
But isn't that what a mercenary is?
Mercenaries are just hired.
To kill people, right?
To do things. Various things.
Like murdering people?
It depends. Some are guards, some murder. They're nothing, really. I'm sure they'll be passing through any day now.
Alright, sidebar.
You guys, I don't trust him at all.
I think he's in the Red Guard.
We need to kill him.
Let me share this information with him. Maybe it'll persuade him.
Okay.
Well, it's interesting that you seem to be so pro Red Brand Gang, because I inquired about joining, and they said that in order to do that, I would need to kill you.
Why are you trying to join the gang?
So I could take it down from the inside, man.
I'm sure they were just kidding around.
They definitely weren't. They super want me to kill you.
They haven't killed me yet.
Well,
we could, so...
Guys,
are you threatening me? Do I need to call the guards again?
No, we're not threatening you. We're just trying to make a point.
I heard about what happened with you three last night.
At the inn?
At the inn.
Did you hear about our bard rocking the house? That was pretty cool.
I don't like music.
Wait, what?
You don't like music?
Guys, we should kill the mayor. Clearly, there's something going on here.
Yeah, if he doesn't like music.
Yeah, I think he's pretty weird.
But, okay, so I think the mayor's corrupt.
Okay,
Am I
think
whispering
we should...
to the point where he can't hear me?
Yeah, you're whispering rudely in front of him.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, so anyway.
I think we should go back and talk to Sildar and point out that, like, this mayor dude is clearly not on the same page.
Okay. Right, and well, I don't trust Sildar either.
Well, and Sildar, but Sildar is I thought he was a friend of Gundren Rockseeker, but
he is.
Apparently,
well, he was hired by him.
Yeah, he's just a mercenary for hire.
He's like wanting to start new governments in all these places. I feel like he's actually a bad guy, and he's going to take over different towns.
I mean, you're.
But that's also one of my quirks. I'm suspicious of everyone.
Are you?
Mm. One of my characters is.
Not this one. your tiefling.
Is it my
rogue
tiefling?
Is.
But also, I am.
What?
As me.
Okay, that's fair. I use large words and attempt to sound smarter than I am.
Which you also do. Yeah.
Which I. What? I totally did. I was, said that thing about the petard. There you go.
You have to use them incorrectly, though.
That is true.
Okay.
Because you think you're smarter than you are.
Okay, we'll get there.
Shakespeare. So how do you know who Shakespeare is?
Everybody knows who Shakespeare is. He's the guy that shakes the spear.
Yeah, that's where I got the spear
he's
from.
He's the original
bard. Yeah, he is. He is the bard.
Except I'm a bardier bard.
You're the bardiest.
Party bard.
So what are you guys doing?
we're
making jokes
to ourselves.
Harbin just goes back to what he was doing.
That was a very long sidebar we just had.
Okay. Oh man, guys, I don't know. It seems like we're stuck between a rock. I pull out my neat rock. And a hard place.
And a hard place, and I pull up my shiny acorn.
Sildar just looks up and shakes his head again and goes back to what he was doing. Why did Gundren hire these three?
Okay, so do we...
I mean, okay. Technically, he only hired...
I myself.
He hired two of us.
Anyway,
okay. So do we try to reason with the mayor? Do we kill the mayor? Do we... abandon the mayor portion of the plan altogether, go back to the tavern, or What else can we do? What are all of our options?
Could we, like, just seriously maim the mayor and then tie him up and gag him?
Pretend
he's dead.
And then
decide later?
You could also just go to their HQ, because you know where it is.
Oh, yeah!
Why don't you know where they are, and that there are people who are captive there.
Yeah.
Wait,
I don't like this
mayor. Oh, they said that they keep captives in jail cells underneath the place.
Oh, I totally missed that.
Oh, I thought you said they had little castles under there.
Oh, no, they're
captives.
That's
what I heard.
Oh. I was like, yeah, there's a wine cellar, there's little castles.
That's what I heard.
Okay, so are they all dressed? Is there like a gang uniform?
They're all in the same red cloaks, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, guys, we should get some of these red cloaks and then just go pretend like we're recruits.
Oh man, can we have our ally dude there steal us some red cloaks?
That's possible. Yeah, you have to figure out how to get in there and get that.
Right.
He ran home crying, didn't he?
No, he went back inside the tavern.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Then I don't. But there's another guy in there that would recognize us, right?
We're all in disguise.
Possibly. Well, I mean, two of you aren't in great disguises. One of you's just wearing a cloak.
I'm not.
I am human.
One of you looks like a child.
No one will suspect a child. They're so innocent. Or something.
And corruptible.
Also, you didn't even get the guy's name.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, we're real bad at this. okay, well, let's... I think we should go back to the tavern, play it cool, go in, sit at the bar, have a few drinks. I'm not banking on it at this point, but I may have allies at the tavern, people who might know me and be willing to help.
Okay. Let's do it. All
right. We go back to the tavern.
Back to the tavern. You see the tavern again. There are no longer people hanging out outside.
No dead bodies?
Oh, the dead bodies have been dragged away. There's like a blood trail that leads kind of behind the side of the tavern and probably towards the back.
What are they doing with those bodies?
Corpse storage.
We should take those cloaks.
All right,
yes.
So
let's do it.
You follow the blood trail. You see them just by their whatever the medieval dumpster would be bucket, by the large trash bucket. And they're just kind of thrown in there. The two bodies.
Can we also loot the rest of what's in there?
You find a white nightgown.
Ooh! Nice.
And a disassembled spinning wheel.
Like, from Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah, but, like, broken and taken apart. That's what you found.
Okay.
In addition to the two corpses.
And the cloaks.
And two cloaks, yes.
We take the two cloaks. We don't take the corpses. The corpses are going to stay there.
Okay, good. That'd be it.
We're not going to weekend in Bernie's our way through this.
It wouldn't work.
That would
one,
be hilarious.
They are both currently headless.
We just
thought we'll be the head. We, like, drape the cloak so it's like our head is attached to their body.
Wouldn't it be easier to just wear the cloak?
I mean, if you want to do it the
Do you think
way.
They know each other by their bodies?
Maybe.
I don't know. Who knows? We don't know very much about this gang as of now.
We don't know their, like, secret handshakes.
We have two cloaks now, which is almost enough. Although, I could wear one. Alwyn can wear one. And we can say that Violetta is Alwyn's daughter, and it's Bring Your Daughter to Work Day. There you go.
Yeah! I call her mom anyway.
Okay, or what if, is the cloak big enough for Violetta to stand on my shoulders?
No, that would definitely stand out.
Okay, all right, well, I guess you're my daughter now.
Yay! Finally, my feelings are reciprocated.
All right. So
okay, so I put on the cloak.
And you all walk in?
I also don the cloak. Oh, we're not going to the tavern now, are we?
Oh, I don't know if what you're doing or not.
I was thinking we would go to the manor.
Yeah, me too. We should.
I thought you were saying you were just going to go inside and, like, see what's going on in there.
No. We'll come back another time. We can go straight to the headquarters now that we have the proper disguise.
As you climb the hill, you see that this manor is closer to a castle than a house, size-wise. It's on a low hillside amid woods and thickets. It's been long abandoned. But you do know, because of what you've been told, that the wine cellar should be the way into the stronghold.
Okay. Before we go in and fully approach the building, I would like to suggest that we all take a moment and wait quietly for an hour.
Why?
So I can recharge my chi.
Oh, okay.
And if you want, during the short rest, you can spend one hit die and heal yourself a little bit if you need it.
Ooh. Can we all do that? And then
yeah, you all
Violetta
can
do some music.
Yeah. And since it's
okay, yep.
You can spend
more of a relaxing thing, I'll just take my pan flute and sew my bagpipes. Go to sleep. Meditate, heal.
That's on your pan flute that you did that?
Yeah, I did. I paused the pan flute to do that, and I started again. That was like my slam poetry.
And everyone gets healing.
All right, we're all back to full health. We enter the place.
So you see that this is a storage cellar. So you open the door, it opens onto a 5-foot-wide landing 15 feet above a large cellar, with stone steps descending to the floor in 2 short flights. There's another door that stands beneath the stairs to the north, and a large stone cistern occupies the western part of the room, whose walls are lined with kegs and barrels. There's a door over there, too. So pretty much, you're upstairs. Downstairs, there's one door, like, by the stairs, and one door over by the barrels and the big cistern.
But no people.
Cistern no chapel.
People. It's exactly the sort of thing you'd expect to find behind or beneath an old manor.
Is there, like, more rooms?
I don't know. You got 2 doors.
Oh, okay. Okay, there are 2 doors. Let's go through a door.
Okay, which door should we go through?
I have no opinion.
The left one.
Sure.
Wait, is there a door on the left?
The door on the west. From you walking in the room, there's 1 straight ahead and 1 to the right.
Oh, so not the left at all.
The left is a wall and more barrels. Straight ahead of you is a cistern, which is like a 10-foot-deep pool of water.
I think we should sample the wine before we leave.
What, like, if it's drink some...
I don't know.
You're gonna check out the barrels?
Yeah.
Alright, roll to check them out. Investigate or whatever.
3. 3?
You can't get the lid off the barrels.
Alright, can
I'm
investigate
such a little weakling
them?
Baby.
Yeah, you can investigate them.
Alright. 16.
Okay, you successfully open up the barrels. You see, like, salted pork, beef, flour, sugar, apples, and ale, all in the same barrel.
Ew.
No, in the various barrels around the room. That's what you find it on in those.
Okay, clearly these people got their apples from the orchard, so just saying.
Mm-hmm. Those are good-looking apples, I can tell. The Darren Math Eater does good work.
Did they steal them from Anderson Cooper, or did he give it to them? Or is he in cahoots?
I think he might be in cahoots. Although he is a half-elf, so maybe not.
Or maybe he's half-evil, because he's a half-elf. The evil half being the human half.
I
think we should all take a moment and have a large meal before we go any further.
Yes! Let's just eat their stuff, drink their wine.
So you're sitting down to eat?
Yeah.
Alright, the door on the west side of the room then opens up and 3 red brands run out.
that was predictable. What?
Hey guys!
Who are you guys? And they pull their swords out.
We're
we're new recruits. We're part of the Red Brand gang.
Who's this little person?
She's my daughter. It's fine. It's fine. It's take your daughter to work day.
If Glasstaff finds out that you've been eating the supplies, he will kill you.
No. Glasstaff and I are cool. We go way back. That's how we got recruited. In fact, I'm here to deliver a message to Glasstaff. Can you tell me where we can find him?
I haven't heard anything about that.
That's because you don't have high enough clearance.
We're the guards.
Yeah, they don't tell the guards everything.
Those with high enough clearance don't come in the front door.
We were told to go in the
back door. It's the cellar.
No, we have another entrance where the secret people, the important people, come in.
Well, we came through an even secreter door, so...
That walks right into us?
That's right.
We just, came down here first. We actually were upstairs, we came down here for some food.
Can roll for deception, because you're trying to lie.
I got a 18.
Alright, they don't believe you.
What?
Because I rolled a 19.
Hey, have you guys heard of this guy called
Yarnold Schwarzenegger?
Why would we answer any of your questions? You are intruding.
Dude, you're so rude.
Now go back intruder door you came through.
How about we don't do that? Look, if you just bring down Glasstaff, he'll tell you and we'll clear this whole misunderstanding up.
Okay, what's Glasstaff look like?
Tall.
He has a glass staff. He's very...
He's magical.
He's very good looking.
No, very you don't powerful. Know Glasstaff.
You probably haven't seen his true form. He is such a high-powered magic user, he can alter his appearance.
Hold on. Let my friends come over and frisk you.
Whoa!
Hey! Whoa. You're getting too handsy. I'm a little kid.
If you're going to pass through, we got to check out and make sure that you are who you say you are.
I mean, we are, so...
Well, we don't believe you. And our job is to guard this place. Can't say what we are, but I gotta guard it.
Alright. If you need to frisk me, man, go right ahead.
So one watches with his hand on his sword in his hilt? No, on the hilt of his sword. There we go. Was in the sheath still. The other two come over and start patting down the human and the high elf.
Good job, guys. We were testing the security and you guys passed.
You got a lot of weaponry.
Because we're gang members, man. You have weapons, too.
We only carry swords. What is this crossbow that this little one has?
Well, I mean, she's a kid. She's got to protect herself.
Kids can't use crossbows.
Yeah, Mom always taught me.
And she has bagpipes.
Yeah, she's musical. She's very talented. Takes after her father.
Now get back upstairs, or else we'll have to kill you.
All right, okay. We should go upstairs. Are the guards armored? What are they wearing?
About what the other guards are wearing. Red cloaks, all that.
Oh, the dudes that we murdered?
Yeah, red cloaks, leather armor, short swords.
I feel like we always try to go the nonviolent path, but it never really works.
It has
never
sometimes.
Really works. Yeah.
We should kill these guys.
Let's just kill these guys.
Okay.
Hey, what?
I headbutt the guy closest to me.
Do a d20, then a d4.
All right. So I rolled a 19, and I rolled a 4.
You butt his head, and he kind of rolls back and falls into the cistern.
Look, we don't want to kill you guys.
You just knocked my guy, my friend, into the pool.
Yeah, well, you were threatening us, so.
And can I also use my fury power to punch the other guys? I want to punch all three of them.
Oh, your flurry of bows? Blows.
My flurry of blows.
Alright, spend one chi point and do more stuff.
Okay, so I roll the 20?
Yes, you're attacking someone else now.
Ooh, I got a 4.
Yeah, you missed him.
Did I miss him both times?
You missed him with one of the attacks. Depends how many times you're hitting that guy.
Okay, I'm going to try to hit him the other time.
Right, the other time.
Okay, I rolled a 2.
You're just swinging your arms in front of his face, missing.
And you should have one more. I'm
trying to psych him out. Oh, I got a third one?
Because by default, you have one attack and then a bonus unarmed. And with that, you get two more.
Okay. Well, fourth time. Here we go. Lucky number four. I got a 17.
A 17. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're punching him. Where are you punching him?
Right
in the funny bunny.
I got five.
Five. All right. Yeah, you punched him in the funny bone. And he's just wincing and holding his arm.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't like having to do that. So it'd be cool.
Violetta.
Okay, I'm going to finally do my Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Oh, doing Tasha's Hideous Laughter?
Yeah.
On which one? The unhurt one or the one in the pool or the one that he just hurt in the funny bone?
The unhurt one.
The unhurt one. Okay. So how do you do it?
A creature of my choice that I can see within range perceives everything as hilariously funny and falls into fits of laughter if the spell affects it.
So the unhurt guy just like starts falling over laughing hilariously, just saying like, you knocked that guy into the pool. He's laying on the ground, rolling back and forth and laughing.
Yeah.
If you attack him, he might come out of it, but he might not. It depends on what he rolls. The other guy's turn. One spins his turn trying to get out of the pool, and he climbs out successfully. The other guy that hurt his funny bone pulls out his sword and swings it at Ken Adams, but misses. And the other one's just laughing. Alwyn, your turn.
All right. I hit the one who's not laughing.
The one that just climbed out, or the one that got his arm punched earlier?
The one that got his arm punched earlier.
Okay, so you're going to attack him.
With my short sword. Okay, so 14 plus 7, so that's 21.
Yeah, that's a hit.
And then 3 plus 5, so 8.
You stab him pretty hard. He's bleeding heavily, and, I mean, he's still going to fight, but, you know.
I don't want to kill you.
Well, I want to kill you.
All right. Well, you leave us no choice.
Ken Adams.
Okay. I throw my spear at the gentleman who just climbed out of the pool.
Okay.
So I roll the d20.
Yep. And add 6 to it.
I got 10.
Oh, then yeah, you missed him. You missed. Your spear flew into the cistern.
And oh, no.
Sinks into the water.
Aww. How far away is the guy that I missed?
I mean, you could walk up to him. He's pretty close.
All right, I'm going to walk up to him and use my Fist of Fury again to punch him in the head 3 times.
Your Flurry of Blows?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, so you're spinning your other point. Time to start punching.
I am. Okay, here we go. So I got 19.
All right, you don't have to roll your d20 again. You hit him once, so you hit him all the times.
All right, and then I roll for damage. Yep. I'm rolling 4. I'm rolling 1 and 1. So I got
6 plus 12, 18. Punch him repeatedly where?
In the face.
Oh, right in the face. It just caves in, and he falls back into the pool dead.
I'm sorry you guys had to see that.
I liked it.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Hang out with me, kid. You'll see all kinds of crazy stuff. Mostly people getting punched in the funny bone and face.
Violetta. You got 2 guys left. One is laughing on the floor, just nonstop. And the other one is almost dead.
Okay, I'm gonna take my staff and whack the almost dead one in the face. Ooh, it's a natch!
Nice.
Yep, you smash his face in as well, and he crumples to the floor.
Cool.
Super dead.
Super dead.
All right, laughing guy. Let's see. He does not succeed. He's still rolling on the floor laughing like, oh, you smashed both their heads in. That was so funny. That was so cool.
Thanks, man.
Alwyn.
So do we want to kill this dude or?
We could tie him up and take him hostage.
Given our
our track record of doing that.
I mean, I do fundamentally like the idea of taking a hostage.
Uh-huh. Yeah, me too.
Then we should do it.
All right, let's do it.
I mean, it has to go right someday.
We learn from our mistakes, so.
I mean, it's already failed once. What are the odds of it failing?
And it's gonna be like Final Destination, his head gets lopped off or something.
It's not my fault you guys keep aiming for the head.
We tie him up with... Oh, I have a 50-foot of rope.
Alright, so you tie him up with that.
Yep.
His laughing gradually dies down until he's more like, hey, wait, what? How'd this happen?
Yeah, not so funny anymore now, is it?
No, wait, did you kill them?
Yeah.
Those are my brothers!
Uh-oh.
Not anymore.
You killed my brothers!
Hey, I only
killed one.
I only killed one as well.
I didn't kill any of them.
It doesn't matter that who killed them. As a group, you did.
Do you have any more brothers?
No.
We'd love to meet them.
They were my only family.
Well, would
our
you
parents
like to
died,
continue?
So we joined this gang.
Okay, I'm that sad. I think you can honor their memory by living well, being a good person, leaving this gang. But you have to help us find Glassstaff first, or we'll murder you.
What?
See, this is what happens when you join gangs. Your brothers die. I mean, stay in school, kids.
Well, I might as well join them now, because I have no more brothers.
Okay, we should kill him, right?
Will their hostage plan actually work this time? Will they be able to find their way safely through the secret base? And why do they always stop to eat? Find out next time on B&B and D&D.